from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Another person is facing charges in the death of an 8-year-old Columbus boy. ONN's Andrew Kinsey has more.
Court documents say Mary Johnson is now facing an obstruction of justice charge. She's the mother of Jonna Lowe and one of the suspects charged with the murder of Martonia Wilder. Lowe and LaShonda Wilder, Martonia's mom, are both facing murder charges in the case.
The U.S. Marshals Service is offering a reward for information in the death of 10-year-old Gracie Griffin in a Cleveland drive-by shooting on the 4th of July. Here's ONN's Annabelle Childers.
Cleveland police say the shooting happened at around 7:10 on the 4th of July. In the aftermath, witnesses told our crews they heard about a dozen shots that they first believed were fireworks. Gracie was taken to a hospital for her injuries, but she did not survive. Now, both the Cleveland Division of Police and the U.S. Marshals Service are searching for answers in their investigation. The U.S. Marshals Service is now offering a $5,000 reward to anyone with information that can lead to an arrest.
In Southwest Ohio, a disbarred former attorney has pleaded guilty to Social Security fraud. ONN's Tracy Townsend reports.
Richard Lewis Crosby III of Mason, Ohio, admitted to using false identities to obtain employment with at least 7 law firms. His plea agreement includes a sentence recommendation of 37 months in prison. At various times throughout his scheme, Crosby used identifying information belonging to his elderly father, his girlfriend, a deceased man, and others. He falsely told at least one law firm that he was a University of Michigan football player and an ex-Marine. Crosby has agreed to pay nearly $171,000 in restitution to the law firms he defrauded.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown has been quiet about President Joe Biden amid calls for him to step aside in this year's presidential election. Yesterday in Youngstown, the Democratic senator had this to say about the situation.
Well, I'm not going to judge people in my party, what they're saying or what Republicans are saying. I'm not a pundit. I've talked to people across Ohio. They have legitimate questions about whether the president should continue his campaign. And I'll keep listening to people.
Brown says he'll pass along what he hears from people, but will make no recommendations to Biden. An embattled senator in Ohio's 6th district is being asked to resign. More from ONN's Jay Fox.
The Dayton Daily News reports that Miami Township trustees are calling for the resignation of Republican State Senator Niraj Antani, who represents the township and other areas of Montgomery County. At issue is his role in the state capital budget process and specifically the one-time Strategic Community Investment Fund. Township trustees claim that their projects weren't approved due to the senator's objection to the program. He is now being accused of dereliction of duty and absenteeism. Senator Antani said he stands by his decisions.
A bill at the Ohio State House aims to cut down on the theft of catalytic converters. The proposed legislation that has passed the House and is now in the Senate would ban salvage dealers from buying or accepting catalytic converters and enhances penalties for stealing them. A community in Southeast Ohio is saying no to recreational marijuana. ONN's Brett Worf has details.
The ordinance to prohibit adult-use cannabis dispensaries in Belpre, Ohio, was voted 6-1. The decision comes after Ohio Issue 2 was passed last year. Sources indicate that while Belpre locals cannot buy recreational marijuana in the city limits, it will remain legal to have and use. The one vote against the ordinance thought a moratorium would be best to delay the decision versus a complete ban. 110 dispensaries have received provisional licenses in the state. Governor DeWine is still seeking additional regulations.
60-year-old former Browns quarterback and Cleveland sports icon Bernie Kosar says he needs a liver transplant and has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. According to an article from Cleveland Magazine, Kosar was placed on the liver transplant list in late spring and was diagnosed with Parkinson's back in February of this year. The Ohio native led the Browns to 3 AFC Championship game appearances. And this weekend, the Columbus Metropolitan Library is holding its annual book festival at the library's main downtown branch, featuring more than 200 national and Ohio-based authors. Bookfest manager Micheline Geiser says they weren't initially expecting this to be an annual event.
So we launched the book festival last year to celebrate the library's 150th anniversary, and we had over 30,000 people come for the weekend, and we thought, wow, we got to do this again.
Admission is free, and there's more info online at columbusbookfestival.org. Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS-TV in Columbus, WTOL-TV in Toledo, and WKYC-TV in Cleveland for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.